This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, folks, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. This is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice in both places. Now, please also take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Today, we are talking with our guest, who is Dr. Richard Moore, and a naturopathic physician. He's an author and an expert in metabolic recovery, and our subject is about cracking your metabolic code to unlock the secrets of your metabolism. And we have talked about genes and gene variants and metabolism, but today you're going to get a peek into what really underlies how you present yourself. Do you have diabetes? Do you have sensitivities? What's going on in your body? And we all make decisions daily that we hope will improve our lives. And we change our diets, we take a supplement, we start an exercise class. But how do we know what's right for us? Type 2 diabetes, weight problems, stroke, and heart attack risk are all made worse with common diet and exercise advice. So we're going to talk about this. And I want to welcome to the show Dr. Richard Moore.
Thank you, Dana. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Well, it's good to have you, and your book is very interesting. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You've had quite an interesting career, and a little bit about what drove you to write the book, which is called The Blood Code, Unlock the Secrets of Your Metabolism.
Well, thank you. Maybe you're pointing to my interesting career path where I was a musician in Philadelphia back in the mid-80s, while studying at music school and playing at Trenton Symphony Orchestra and various venues, my pet study was nutrition. And that's when I started asking the question, what is a healthy diet? You know, so this started back in 1985 with my first collegiate nutrition course, and I thought, what a great question. This should be easy. It was 9 years of college and graduate school and then an internship and 20 years of naturopathic practice that brought me to my later 40s. And I was still trying to answer the same question. What happened is I rewrote the question, which maybe that's cheating, but it was a terrible question. There is no inherently healthy diet. So whenever we read something about you must do this because it's so healthy, you really need to know more about yourself. And that certainly came true in 10,000 patients that I had seen in my first 20 years of practice. And it even came true in my own life, learning about insulin resistance and metabolism. My mother was once diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Back when she was 60 years old, and, you know, by the way, she's 77 and has no type 2 diabetes markers on her blood tests anymore. And I myself was showing the pre-diabetic numbers by my early 40s. So I understood quickly, I'm in the 40%. Now I know. So when I look back at my attempt at a vegetarian diet or eating more whole grains, I realized why I felt worse.
I like that you are focusing on this, and I like the way you explain it. I have a slide that I love and it says, you know, there is no one diet for all people on earth. And I talk about the genetics, biochemical individuality, ethnicity, ancestral history, and that this is what we're trying to unlock. And what I like is that you've made this concrete. So please continue to carry on. I'm fascinated.
Oh, very good. Thank you. And we're all trying to answer that same question. And, you know, we can talk about it through genetic diversity and bioethnic cultural anthropology. I think it's at Yale, they have a specialty in their program called nutritional anthropology.
Love it.
This is being studied all over the place. So when we look at it a little more carefully, we realize, yes, some people are not able to tolerate, let's say, wheat gluten, or not able to tolerate dairy, or not able to tolerate a carbohydrate-based diet. I moved away from the genetic markers to bioindividuate because genes only explain a small percentage. What's more interesting is how those genes express and whether they express.
Epigenetics.
Epigenetics, exactly. That's and there's not really a test for whether a locus is flipping the epigenetic switch or not. You know, we have the gene test, but whether it's switching on or off, we don't have that at the genetics level yet.
Mm-hmm.
But very simply, we do have it when we look at other metabolic tests. And the great thing here is a good panel of blood tests to assess whether you're in that 40% like I am or whether you're not. The entire test panel's likely under $100 anywhere you are in the country. So it's a very accessible way of viewing, sort of looking in the viewing window inside your body to see what's happening with what you're doing. So is your current diet, fitness, lifestyle, nutritional program, is it working for you or not?
What we're talking about is the difference between being more scientific. The basis for what we're doing is scientific. But what I like you bringing up is it's the art of this. When a physician tells me I'm a pure scientist, I know, I don't say it, but I know that they're not a good clinician, because it takes that art of looking at your patient, listening to the patient, and not treating paperwork, but being guided by it. And so this is fascinating that we have more science to apply to this area of what's the right diet for me. Let's continue the conversation. This is great.
Yes, you've touched on, you know, being myself as sort of a metabolic geek, where I love to integrate how nutrition and our fitness and our nutrition all interrelate with our genetic susceptibilities and powers. And this is a very exciting time to be in this field. I dredge up weekly numerous studies, many of them coming from Canada. I don't know what they're doing in Toronto and Saskatchewan, but there are so many metabolic fitness studies that are revealing and breaking many of the myths we have out there related to whether we need a carbohydrate load for exercise, or whether a little bit of hypothyroid might actually be advantageous to someone in a fitness setting. And it's really cracking the eggshell of what I was taught 20, 25 years ago. Even in a naturopathic medical school, I've had to break many of those myths and toss them aside. And the proof is in the pudding, where both in my health, and we can talk about cases and stories, and certainly in just thousands of patients, where people have been able to discover their health. And I have one fellow, Mark, who came in, and he came in with a stack of blood tests once when he came the first time in my office. He had been to his doctor the year before. His doctor said his blood sugars were starting to drift up and that he should lose some weight. And he was going in because it was more of a routine physical. So he thought, okay, I have to lose some weight. So he went on, of course, the low-fat diet that his doctor told him to go on, and he gained weight. By the time he came to my office, he was ashamed. He was, of course, felt terrible, low energy. He was the kind of patient any doctor would want to have. He comes in the office, he's got a smile on his face, he's got a positive attitude, he comes with prepared with his prior years of blood tests. And it was very clear once we ran a proper panel and we looked at it, we both were able to see where he needed to correct. And when he did, his response wasn't that he lost 50 pounds of body fat and that his energy came back and that he felt, he said, "I feel so good. It's like the life I was meant to live."
I like that.
And to me, that was one of those moments. And he's actually allowed his photo to be on my website. And he wants to tell the story out there to others. And to me, that's where when we start to express our genetics by living the right life, or living the right dietary and fitness and nutritional habits, we really do start to feel like we're living the life we were meant to live.
And that's well said, Dr. Moore. I think you've been elegant in the way you express it. And it certainly reminds me of when the Atkins diet first came out and people did so well. Everybody looked theoretically at evaluating it instead of looking at the people who responded. That group, that subset for whom the Atkins diet turned everything around. And we'd see high liver enzymes normalize, weight normalize, blood pressure normalize. And it was hard to deny, but it took a long time because always there was this promotion of the right diet. And I want to tell our listeners, if you've just tuned in with us, we're talking with Dr. Richard Moore, naturopathic physician, author, and expert in metabolic recovery. And I love our subject title today. It's Cracking Your Metabolic Code to Unlock the Secrets of Your Metabolism. We're talking to him about this subject and also about his book called The Blood Code, Unlock the Secrets of Your Metabolism. If you stay with us, we'll be right back after this break with a lot of more intriguing information.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I want to remind you to join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Aaron Stokes on winter immunity strategies. Perfect time for that show. Now, our guest today is Dr. Richard Maurer. He's a naturopathic physician, author, expert in metabolic recovery, and our subject is about cracking your metabolic code to unlock the secrets of your metabolism. And we've been talking about issues like type 2 diabetes, weight problems, stroke, heart attack risk. These are so common in our society, and so this is a very timely show and very information, because there's no one diet for everyone on earth, and that's what we talked about. And now let's carry on that conversation a little bit more, Dr. Maurer.
Well, Dana, you brought up the right, you know, is there one diet for 7 billion people? Or if we just take it to America and say, is there one diet for 300 million people? It's where our medicine, if we want to take that irony a step further, it's where our medical system has so failed us in approaching health care. You know, our medical system is more disease care. And it applies itself with a pill for a problem, where if I use statistical language, people are treated as though they're the mean.
Yes. Right?
Everyone gets something based on being average in a statistical pooling of samples. Now, that average may, for that statistical group that was gathered, that average may only represent 20% of the general population. So when we tease this apart, it's pretty crazy to think that treating each individual, the one-size-fits-all approach and that narrative, of course that won't work. It leaves us to the dilemma of, well, what do we do? Who do we trust? And what is the right diet? We always have to put a comma after that and say, what is the right diet for me or for my family, since my family is, at least my children, are carrying at least half of my genes. And that plays into using those blood tests.
Well, now, go ahead and talk about the blood tests and how you use those as part of determining a specific individual's needs.
Thank you. It's again, a very exciting time where, you know, those blood tests used to reside on the left-hand side of the medical chart. And doctors would always hold the medical chart so the patient would never see them. Well, this is kind of a liberating time where you're allowed to take that left-hand side of the chart, tear those results out, and go home with them. And this is where you sit down with your owner's manual. You know, this is really why I wrote the book, The Blood Code, and where the resources on my website, thebloodcode.com, where I'm allowing people to type in their glucose and insulin and extract their insulin resistance quantification number, basically, how insulin resistant are you? And that's called a HOMA-IR in research talk. But basically, the IR is the important piece. Are you insulin resistant? Of course, that requires those two tests to be done, a glucose and an insulin. Now, my experience is 98% of all physicians out there that are ordering blood tests neglect to order an insulin test. So usually requires someone to sort of beg their doctor or go in with the book and show it to their doctor and circle it and say, I need this one ordered. There are also ways of getting lab tests done directly, which we can touch on later in this program. But the idea is to get access to those blood test results and not be intimidated by them, but learn what they mean. And they're really very simple. It's like learning what the dials on the dashboard of a car really mean. So we can look at the speedometer and we know that it drops down when the car slows down. We hear the engine stutter, we might look down at the gas tank. These are very simple things that we all take for granted when we've learned them. And we're probably best to know whether our car is one that runs on gasoline or diesel fuel. Because, you know, if you put the wrong kind of fuel in the different engine, it's not pretty. And I'd argue the same thing where if I, with my insulin resistant trait, decided I'd do better on a whole grain-based diet, it would be like putting gasoline in a diesel engine. And shamefully, as someone who once did that, it's not a pretty result.
That's miserable.
Yeah.
So you're looking at glucose and insulin. I always talk about legs on the table and how important it is. You can't just look at one leg on the table and know much. You need to look at all of them. So let's extrapolate. Yeah. And expand on that.
That's right, Dana. And that's when, again, in Western medicine, terms like prediabetes and even type 2 diabetes, they are diagnosed based on one metric, and that is blood glucose. What we're looking at is that pattern that the body carries. So is it insulin resistant or is it insulin sensitive? Health and longevity are associated with insulin sensitivity. Increased dementia, strokes, heart attacks, weight gain, that's associated with insulin resistance. Type 2 diabetes is almost an incidental endpoint. I don't even want to talk about this program as something that helps prevent type 2 diabetes, even though it's remarkably successful at doing that. I want people to feel better and be healthier in so many ways besides just preventing an illness. And this is a tool to allow ourselves to do that. And we can't rely on just glucose, even though that's on the blood code progress panel. We can't rely on just the hemoglobin A1C, which is an average glucose. We also want to see that insulin. And we want to see when the body starts putting glucose away, it's going to turn it into a triglyceride. And when those triglycerides start burdening the liver, that'll drive the HDL cholesterol down. So we want to look at that triglyceride HDL ratio. So I'm using science terms here, but really there's just four or five different tests, which is about the number of dials on a dashboard, to be able to fully comprehend whether you're in that longevity, healthy, lean, awesome feeling body of someone who's insulin sensitive versus the fatigued, overstorage, disease-laden body of the insulin resistant.
And the insulin resistance is part of that what we call metabolic syndrome. It used to be called Syndrome X, meaning extra high blood pressure, lipids, triglycerides, glucose, etc. And, you know, when that first came out, Dr. Mora, it was not well thought of. That's why it was renamed by the medical community and claimed as metabolic syndrome. But it was the same description, and it really came more out of alternative medicine saying, look, you know, this cluster seems to show up, and there seem to be some commonalities in diet problems for people that have this cluster. Could we talk more about that?
Absolutely. And that's, again, one of the people who was really pioneering that is the word before Syndrome X, prediabetes and metabolic syndrome. It was called Raven's syndrome, named after the Stanford researcher Gerald Raven.
Yes.
He is still behind research, predominantly looking at the anthropological differences in populations. So modern day, different populations are more prone to this. It's why insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes represents nearly 60% of adults in Mexico, about 50% of adults in China, and about 43 to 44% of adults in the United States. So where we go in the country and where our genetics are, someone says, I'm part Native American and part Mexican, boy, the likelihood that they're going to be insulin resistant if they're eating a standard diet is very, very high.
And what did you say the percentages were in Mexico?
It's closer to 60%.
Wow.
Or even higher for insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes.
Wow.
I heard China just passed the United States with 50.1% as pre-diabetic or type 2. They have more type 2 diabetics per capita in China. Very interesting. When you look at the broad brushstroke, you realize, and I'm going to take this a step further, and we can touch on this during our next section here. I view my insulin resistance trait as actually a superpower. I love that I inherited this. It allows me to wake up in the morning and do hours of physical exertion and activity on an empty stomach and still feel fabulous. My brain has plenty of blood sugars. As an athlete, I don't need to do carbohydrate goos during an event. I can drink water. I just need a little salted water. Maybe I'll squeeze a lemon in there and I can go perform in a triathlon on an empty stomach, drinking nothing but water and salt. And at the end of the triathlon, I'm thinking clearly, my body feels fabulous, and all I need to do is rehydrate. And the reason I do this is because I'm a little insulin resistant.
Well,
my blood sugar started drifting a little high. So to spin this around and say the very disease is actually our strength is, to me, a fun exercise in ancestral health.
Oh, it is. And this is so enticing. And we've got to talk about this more in the next segment. For those who have just joined us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We're going to be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Richard Maurer.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy-free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and I share this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you good information about you and your health. I want to remind you to take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Aaron Stokes on winter immunity strategies. Our guest today is Dr. Richard Maurer. He's a naturopathic physician, author, and expert in metabolic recovery. Our subject is about cracking your metabolic code to unlock the secrets of your metabolism. And just to sort of summarize a little about what we are our focus today is that we make these decisions daily that we hope will improve our lives. We change our diets, take a supplement, start an exercise class, but do we really know what's right for us? And the concern is that type 2 diabetes, weight problems, stroke, and heart attack risk are all made worse with common diet and exercise advice. And what we're talking about is the insight you can gain from your blood tests. And we talked about your blood tests. You need to have your hands on those tests so that you can understand what's happening to your body. And that's what Dr. Maurer has been speaking to us about. So let's carry on the conversation.
Thank you, Dana. That's one of the challenges. Initially, I remember submitting my book, The Blood Code, to various publishers early on, and they would look at it and say, you expect people to get their blood test results, and that's what you need of them for them to follow this program? And they looked at me and said, it's demanding enough to have someone do a questionnaire. This is crazy. We don't have a precedent for this yet. And I loved the one of them that said, we don't have a precedent yet. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, yes, in the past, a diet book would have maybe three questions in the beginning. You know, do you feel tired? Are you gaining weight? And do you want more out of your life? Do you want to feel sexier? And, of course, if you answered, you know, yes, yes, and yes, you'd say, oh, this book is for you. Really a question, when else do we navigate important things in our life by using a three-question questionnaire? It just doesn't work that way. So we really need more information about ourselves to make that right decision. And I wish there were a shortcut without using blood tests, but at least in my life and in thousands and thousands of patients I've seen, no matter how good my knowledge is and my studies, my intuition, those blood tests are a critical marker of just what's happening inside. And it really helps us navigate what to do on the outside.
I'm always reminded that it's like a journey. And to go on any journey, it's real simple. You need to know where you are. You need to know where you're going. And you need to know how you're going to get there. And that's what you're telling us about understanding our metabolisms, our unique metabolism, me as an individual, what's unique to me and what do I need to do about it?
That's right. And I'm before being more of a metabolic geek, I also love maps and spent many hours in different map stores around the country. What the blood code is, this first book, The Blood Code, Unlock the Secrets of Your Metabolism, it's a guidebook. I'm traveling to Panama next month with my family, and I've gone and purchased two guidebooks in print in the old-fashioned way so that I can walk the country and have a better understanding of what things mean. And that's where these guidebooks come in. So we can look at our blood tests, and those are like pieces of topography. They're, there's hills, there's mountains, and then you want to understand the meaning. You realize in the title of even my book, I don't use disease language. This isn't, cure and be free of type 2 diabetes or resolve your weight and hypertension. This is about unlocking a secret and truly finding this health within. And it's a challenge I have with each person who I do see in my clinical office to see their blood test results as actually a unique strength and power in their lives. So sometimes what we see as an imbalance on a blood test, they've heard from their primary care doc or they've heard from other marketing that this shows that they have a disease. They have Syndrome X or they have hypothyroidism, and sometimes they'll use the it really intimidate people and say, the doctor will say, you have Hashimoto's. Doesn't that sound worse?
The fancy names.
Yes, you make it a foreign, long, fancy name, and it kind of keeps you with your breath in. When the reality is, these conditions might actually have incredibly beneficial components that certainly saved our ancestors' lives and could actually make our life and health even more vibrant if we learn how to live in accordance with it.
We'll talk about the blood tests for those who may not have been listening in the previous segment and what you're looking for, what kind of numbers.
Thank you, David. So when I'm looking at a blood code progress panel, say I want someone to follow up on their insulin resistance, they will see that progress panel contain some of the tests that they normally have done, the comprehensive metabolic panel. It's called a CMP. And in that is a glucose and a couple liver enzymes. There also is a hemoglobin A1C, which is the 8-week blood sugar average. And there is also a lipid panel. Although I talk very little about cholesterol, that tends to get a lot of hyped press, I'm more interested in that triglyceride HDL ratio. That's one of the little keys to unlock whether you are a great storage machine or whether you are burning out. So if you're storing too much, that triglyceride will drift up above 100, and the HDL cholesterol might be below 50. That means you're storing too much.
Yes.
Obviously, if that's happening, there's no reason to eat storage foods. It would be crazy to wake up in the morning and have a bowl of box cereal with rice, milk, and fruit. That would be absolutely backwards of what you need. So telling that person that they need more butter and egg yolks and sour cream with their breakfast, they might initially look at me like I'm crazy. But 3 months later, running another progress panel shows that it's not just I that's not crazy. They're no longer crazy. They're eating the diet they were supposed to eat from the day they were born. And sure, they find their lean, healthy, vibrant energy again. So it's usually a very, very easy program to follow, not because you don't have to suffer for your future health. You actually feel better in the immediate.
I love the way you have broken this down. I've always looked at triglycerides and said they need to be 100 or below, that when we get above 100, were converting too much glucose to triglycerides. And but the ratio, the triglyceride HDL ratio, is really even more telling and so easy for a patient to do. What are you looking for in the ratio range in triglycerides to HDL?
Very good. The triglyceride HDL ratio should be about 1:1. If it's below that, it means your body's running pretty lean, which isn't inherently bad at all. I see most athletes running at about 0.5 to 1.0. So they're in that half below a 1. So they would have, say, a triglyceride. I'll give you an example. Their triglyceride might be 50, and their HDL cholesterol might be 75 or up to 100. That would be 0.7 to 0.5 on that ratio. It's easy to remember two of the calculations that need to be done with this progress panel on the blood code. One is the triglyceride HDL ratio, and that the number, the goal is 1, a ratio of 1. And the other we talked about a little earlier is the HOMA-IR, the insulin resistance quantifier, and the goal there is 1. If it's below that, you're running on an insulin-sensitive, leaner side. And if it's above that, your body is storing a little bit aggressively.
Well, that's fascinating. Go over that again so that our listeners can catch that.
And they can certainly go visit thebloodcode.com. And I have calculators available on the footer of every page. You can click on these triglyceride HDL calculators and HOMA-IR calculators, which allow those simple computations to take place. I could say the HOMA-IR is glucose times insulin divided by 405, and that's using the U.S. standard units. But that's a little bit too much math for radio.
Yes,
so
it is.
We can go to those. Go to the blood coach, and you can see those right there. But the goal for both of these calculations is 1. 1 means great. Over 2.5, and many of the students of old Gerald Reavens' syndrome, many of his students have continued these research links showing that once you're over 2.5 on a triglyceride HDL ratio, or once you're over 2.5 on your HOMA-IR, your risk of stroke and heart attack are substantially increasing. Very simple calculations to come up to that tell you a bit about your future. And the great thing is, like the third ghost, the ghost of Christmas future in the Ebenezer Scrooge story, as Scrooge looks at the apparition and says, "Why would you tell me the future if I can't change it? Surely I can change it." I don't know if you remember the scene.
Yes, yes.
It's a gripping scene as he's clutching his bed frame and comes to. And of course, we know the story that, yes, the future is changeable if you change the current. So to know these, we don't need to have ghost visits at night. We just need to get a blood test.
Well, fascinating, fascinating.
Well,
I think what we're going to do, we'll wind this up in the next segment. And again, for those of you who have tuned in with us, I'm Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Richard Mora on cracking your metabolic code to unlock the secrets of your metabolism.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, Village Green is your resource. For questions about your health, you can go to the website or the store on Cedar Lane. Please do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. To get to the website and to listen to this show again, or any of the previous shows, you can go to myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Now, we've been talking today with Dr. Richard Moore, a naturopathic physician, author, and expert in metabolic recovery. Our subject is cracking your metabolic code to unlock the secrets of your metabolism. And I'm going to ask Dr. Moore to repeat what he told us about comparing some simple blood tests that any physician can do for you. They're not expensive. I believe, Dr. Moore, you said they were under 100. And to measure glucose, insulin, and the lipid panel and take information from that to get some ratios so you know what's happening to you. Can you go over that again and talk about action steps that people can take?
Absolutely. So it reminds me of a patient who was in my office just last week. Jenny came in. She was I've seen her on and off for probably 8 years in my naturopathic medical practice. And early on, she came in because she wanted a better thyroid treatment. So she knew she was prescribed thyroid when she was 19 years old. So she'd had this. She was at about 40 years old when I first saw her. And she came to see me thinking there must be another medication that I need because the thyroid I was taking, the thyroid medication wasn't quite right. So we ran some tests at that time, and it was not surprising what we found. And that was that she had a high triglyceride HDL ratio, those two numbers. So when I ran this progress panel, we found that she was insulin resistant. She wasn't type 2 diabetic at the time. She was only 39 years old, and, you know, she was in pretty good health. She was a regular. She was very active. But we had to make some changes. She had this triglyceride of around 160, which she didn't look it. Well, you know, you heard me just say that. You know, she didn't look it. Another reason why I do rely on blood tests, both, of course, in my book, The Blood Code, but also in my practice, is we're trained as physicians to profile. We look at someone and we try to get some quick information about what might be going on in them, which is very useful in, as a clinician or as a diagnostician, but it can also be very, very wrong, all right, to see someone who's lean and say, oh, there's no way they have blood sugar problems.
I see.
Means that we'll miss the 39 to 40% of individuals who will develop type 2 diabetes that are built lean or mid-normal BMI. So we have to be very careful about profiling. And so this lean, active person, whenever she went to her doctor and she said, well, I'm tired, the doctor would look at the thyroid numbers and say, the thyroid numbers look fine, Jenny. You need to go home. So she was looking at me saying, I've read about these other thyroid prescriptions. You may be able to write one for me. What can I do? So I ran her thyroid numbers. And again, the numbers on the blood test for her thyroid looked fine, but her insulin resistance looked substantially pre-diabetic. Yet she didn't look it. And I think what had happened for years prior where her doctor looked at her and said, no, you're active, you're lean, your tiredness must just be... You're crazy.
So she had a lower than ideal 1:1 ratio.
Well, hers was actually high, even though she was lean.
Oh, she was lean and high.
She was lean. And this is sometimes you'll read a headline on different news media saying, look at this, there's such a thing called the skinny fat.
Yes. Sarcopenic obesity.
There we go. Where she was losing some muscle mass, but maintaining a much higher tissue fat. Now, most of it was in her bloodstream. She wasn't yet postmenopausal. I think she would have probably gained more body fat had we waited, but why wait? She wanted to feel better. So we ran these tests. We saw these numbers, and I had to talk to her about changing her diet. She had to stop snacking. She started eating a much higher fat diet, even though she thought initially that that would cause her to get fatter. She ate a higher fat, lower carb diet, you know, and I used carbohydrate ranges that I prescribe in the book, The Blood Code, where based on certain blood tests, you can find what range of carbohydrates you need at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we also changed her exercise. She spent a lot of time on treadmills in the winter. I live in Maine, so, you know, people use a lot of machines to stay aerobic. But I got her off the treadmill and decreased the time she ran and gave her more resistance and sort of higher intensity, strenuous activities. And ever since then, her numbers look terrific. She feels better. And the funny thing is, after seeing her just a couple weeks ago, she asked me, so how's my aunt? How's my mom? She has sent virtually everyone in her family to consult with me just because they have type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes throughout the family. Well, again, it's a strong familial trait.
Yes, absolutely. And what you've done is really brilliant in homing in on this. The resistance training has surfaced, I guess I would say, over the past decade about you know, more intensity, shorter period of time, and that this excess aerobic exercise can increase hunger and may not be what each person needs.
You're absolutely right. And in the four fitness principles in the blood code, I talk about high intensity. It has to be a strenuous, but the good news is it doesn't have to be long. So the days of going and exercising for 45 and 60 minutes, that's unnecessary. you'll become a better long-distance athlete if you want to do that. But if you want metabolic health, you can capture this in 15 minutes or less. Very good news for those of us that have many things in our lives, that we can really get healthier in a little soundbite of activity. And it was fun to talk to Jenny, understands this so fully now. It's been so many years that, you know, that she was insulin resistance really didn't surprise her. She knew it was in her family. And it didn't surprise me because if you have hypothyroid, you're twice as likely to be more insulin resistant than someone without hypothyroid. And that's because historically those environmental conditions that favored the ability to store a little bit more of what you ate also favored burning a little bit less of your precious calories that you did have to work for.
Calorie thrift.
So burning more and spending less are two sides of the exact same coin.
Yes.
So a little hypothyroid and a little insulin resistance are beautifully matched in an individual to survive a difficult lifestyle with few carbohydrate foods available.
And that's been more common, as I'm recalling. Please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but that in groups that endured long periods of starvation, they developed this calorie thrift presentation. It saved their lives, but in modern times has made it difficult.
Exactly. And with our knowledge now, with so much, with these blood tests available and affordable, and with our knowledge of anthropology and nutrition and health, we've learned that once we can live in accordance with these genetic miracles that happened in the past that saved our ancestors, when we learn to live in accordance with it in our lives, we feel like we should. I'm telling people to make changes not because it will prevent diabetes, but because it'll make them feel so incredibly awesome.
Every day. Well, I wish we could carry this conversation on longer. We'll certainly have you back on the show, Dr. Mora. This is fascinating. And I'm reminding people that thebloodcode.com is the website. That's thebloodcode.com. So thank you for being on the show.
Dana, it's a pleasure to be here.
And look forward to speaking with you again.
Let's do that.
Okay. And listeners, I want to thank you as well for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And remind you that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And I'm also reminded, as our lives move forward, every day is a new day. Every minute is a new minute. And that gives us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. And today, you heard some good tips for doing exactly that. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
It's the end of the year, and federal employees are thinking about where to contribute for this year's combined federal campaign. This year, consider donating to the Capital Area Food Bank, a local charity that distributes 42 million pounds of food each year to the greater Washington, D.C. community through its network of 500 food assistance partners and its direct food distribution programs. Help the Capital Area Food Bank empower the community to take action to solve hunger. Visit CapitalAreaFoodBank.org. That's CapitalAreaFoodBank.org.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.